Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But listen, 10 months ago, there was a 10 months ago, there was a prophecy given by a prophet, by the prophetess named Cindy Jacobs. And she prophesied that there would be a battle in Washington, D.C., you know, called it the swamp creatures fighting over it. And that 10 months is finished. And we won't tell you what's...
Well, if the church prayed, and we've been praying.
If the church prayed, but guess what? The church prayed, God heard. I want you to hear this prophetic word first so you can understand what Dutch Sheets is talking about in just a moment. Take a look.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. Actually, it was before... Well, I think it was... right after the inauguration sometime, and the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were up in Washington, D.C. For a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was. Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing, Mike?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit just comes.
Something happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, more the Comey firing and all this happened.
Yes.
Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that.
Yeah.
And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that.
Yeah.
And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars.
Mm.
It's swamp wars.
Mm.
And it's going to continue till next February.
Yeah.
But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So, you know, if it gets worse and worse, you know, we can get afraid, or we can say, praise the Lord, you know, because things are getting exposed and getting changed.
Yeah.
But we've got to pray.
That's so important because the church obviously prayed. And now you're looking at, in that 10 months, we saw the craziness that's been going on, right? And what's happened? Well, $6-7 trillion of wealth has been created on the stock exchange. It's never been as high in the history.
Yeah.
I don't know how many records it's been. It's been the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans and Hispanics in America ever since the records have ever been kept.
Illegal border crossings have been, I mean,
down by 50%.
So much so, he took the person over and made it the chief of staff. I mean, like,
yeah,
job
awesome.
Well done.
She
you know,
awesome.
But he brought John Kelly in.
Yeah, John Kelly. And anyway, so then You know, you have jobs that have come in. You have businesses that come in. And, you know, previously...
all the deals that were happening all across the world with Saudi Arabia and went on this Asia tour. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars.
And now that our president was introduced in South Korea as the leader of the world, you know, when he went to speak at their parliament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This trip to Israel, the first time a president goes to pray at the Western Wall.
You know, and openly, you know, say, just take Jerusalem off the table because that is
going to be...
where the embassy is going to be moved there. They're in process of doing it right now. So all those things. And so we're at that. This is February. We're at that point. So you can begin to celebrate, but you got to proclaim. You got to declare. A lot of people just sit back and wait for it to happen and criticize when it doesn't. This is what God wants us to do. God wants us to get in agreement with Him. He said this. He did it. This is God's hand that's moving. All this whole program has been about how awesome God's hand is. We got to begin to say it is as God said it is. This is what God says. God says, you know, we serve a God that calls things that are not as though they were. Mm. He looks for people that look at things and hear what He says they are, and we just call it that. He's looking for people to begin to decree revival, decree 3 years of peace, decree abundance, decree that America's debt's going to be paid off. I mean, it's happening, but we have to get in alignment with it. This is Dutch Sheets. And Dutch Sheets is the one that's praying with Cindy Jacobs. And he talks about what the prophet said. He's referring to Cindy Jacobs' prophetic word that was given. And all these 10 months has arisen. And it's just amazing the accomplishments that happened in the first 12 months. It's only God. But we got to get in alignment and begin to decree it. Here's Dutch Sheets now talking about that.
So, Father, we just pray into that right now. We ask You to bring this visitation to our present. Lord, You said we have to ask. So we're asking those watching me now, and I and Steve, we're in agreement that You're going to move. We ask You to transform Donald Trump to Donald John Trump. We ask You to baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Ooh. And Lord, we ask You for this great awakening to emerge in 2018. You're going to turn this nation around. The prophet said breakthrough is coming in 10 months, February of 2018, that will result in 3 years of turnaround, and we're going to steward this prayer movement and this turnaround through 2020, the date You gave us on the sales. So Lord, we decree that this is happening. We're going to see breakthrough. We decree that no weapon formed against it is going to prosper. You're going to do everything You said You're going to do, and we stand strong for that. We're not going to waver at the end. We're going to finish well in this prayer movement that is birthing a third great awakening in America and an awakening around the world. We decree it. We cry out for it, and we say it's coming in Jesus' name.
And we say it's coming in Jesus' name. Well, you think about Ezekiel, and God called him to begin to look at dry bones and begin to speak to the bones.
Yeah,
you know, speak life. Speak. You have to understand you have power, life, and death in your tongue. First of all, stop watching media that's just dark and against the Constitution, against God, and swamp creature type media, and begin to listen to things like VFNKB's television, all of our network, connect to our tribe, others as well, and begin to say, you know what, I'm going to get in alignment, I'm going to build my faith, and begin to speak that out. You got to say
it. That's powerful.
Begin to dream it. Begin to visualize it. Study Great Awakenings. Understand Great Awakenings is where the DNA of a culture just changes. You know, the way that, and that's what America needs. Yeah. America, the world needs, but America needs a great awakening.
God's given us authority in the earth to advance His kingdom. And we use that, exercise that authority by speaking and declaring those things out that God is saying to us, you know, declaring the will of God, just like you're talking about.
And so, you know, you heard us for years pray about, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We have a pro-life president, a pro-life vice president. Life's winning again. The leader of Planned Parenthood is resigning.
Yeah. Pro-Christian.
Pro-Christian. So you're looking, it's time for us now to see God's hands moving and begin to declare abortion is ending in America. It's time for us to begin to declare that a revival is here in America. We've got to begin to declare that third great awakening is here right now. And begin to see it. And as you begin to speak into that, the angels are waiting for us to get into agreement with heaven. He says, pray that God's will that's in heaven would manifest here on earth. Heaven's no more tears, no more sickness, no more disease, no more pain. In agreement with God. God is good. He wants to be able to bring, you know, totally restoration to us and to our governmental systems and our education systems and to our media and to our arts and entertainment and to family and to to the way we operate in faith with him and the faith mountain. I know we're fixing to close right now, but I just want to decree over you that you're going to be a part of this third great awakening. You're going to be a part of this revival, that abortion is ending in America, and God is going to see our repentance for the innocent bloodshed, and great things are happening and going to happen in Jesus' name. And I pray right now, Father God, for our community, our tribe, Lord God, I thank you for them. I pray healing. I pray, you know, direction. I pray hope over them. I pray hunger, Lord, and connectivity, Father God. And we just bless you in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.